The storm that brought a wintry mix to our area is moving away, so any steady and heavy precipitation has come to an end, and it was quite a variety of precipitation types across the region. We had snow and sleet, freezing rain resulting in ice accretion, and some areas had just plain rain. And now we're seeing some of the leftovers of the storm, with plenty of clouds, a lot of low-level moisture is sticking around, a few spotty rain and snow showers will continue moving into tonight. And the other thing to consider is some more patchy drizzle and fog, and as temperatures slide back below freezing, some patches of freezing drizzle are likely heading through the night. So be aware that anything that is wet now will turn icy if not treated, and with those temperatures dipping below freezing and those pockets of freezing drizzle, some additional icing is possible as we go through the night. So some slick spots through the night into tomorrow morning, and when we start off tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle. Some icy spots are likely early tomorrow again. And then as we go through the day, we'll see some drier air come in, so we're likely to lift the fog and the drizzle, and we'll even break up the clouds, especially from the Albany area on south as we head into tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be pretty comfortable for this time of year, running mainly between about 35 and 40 degrees, though areas south of Albany may reach up into the 40s tomorrow afternoon. More quiet weather is ahead on Friday, with a high pressure kind of working out of the area Friday. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. Many spots will reach into the 40s again on Friday. A disturbance that is weakening will approach on Friday night, could bring us some rain or even some freezing rain. So we'll keep a close eye on that, though that disturbance will dry up overhead on Friday night. So by Saturday, we're back to dry weather and mild weather, and there is no major winter cold in sight for the next several days, as temperatures are likely to remain above seasonable levels for mid to late January. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy, some snow showers and patchy drizzle, freezing drizzle and fog, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, cloudy with patchy drizzle, freezing drizzle and fog, especially early, high 35 to 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with some snow showers, patchy drizzle, freezing drizzle, and fog, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, cloudy with patchy drizzle, freezing drizzle, and fog, especially early, high 35 to 40. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy skies, some rain or snow showers, and patchy drizzle, freezing drizzle, and fog, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle early, then sunny breaks develop with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, some snow showers, and patchy drizzle, freezing drizzle, and fog, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle early, then sunny breaks develop with a high around 40. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, high 38 to 44, and on Saturday, partly sunny and mild, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.